raspy voice.
Now that I know what that is.
Dream, 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 and I want you, little bitch, in my arms when I want you, little bitch, put you so far when I want you. All I have to do is dream, little bitch. Dream, dream, dream. Fucking nightmare with some of you bitches.
I don't like it. I hate it.
You niggas, baby. What's it? Niggas with vocals? NWV? These niggas will be right here.
Be right here.
Have no fear. These niggas will be right here.
And on that note.
Now you're listening to NDO Podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, this is the NWO Podcast.
Nigga, nigga,
coming
nigga.
To you directly from YouTube. We love nigga, to
nigga,
do.
Nigga, nigga.
Adam Don, the hours
hey,
as well.
Little bitch, we some niggas with a penis. We some niggas with a penis. We some niggas with a penis. We some niggas. With a pen, nigga 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 with a pen, nigga, 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 nigga with a pen, 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 nigga, 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 nigga. I know some niggas and they got a pants. Bitch, you need a pants, come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pants, come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pants, come and get them from these niggas. Hey, it's me, Benny and Chris. Who the fuck you know doing it like this? We got a real nigga in the middle. Introducing my real nigga, Dog Jizzle. A little bitch, sipping on them Jamesons. We some real niggas, bitch, don't play with them. Brand new hoodies, niggas feeling goody. Brand new hoodies, niggas feeling goody. Barbecue on weekend, now I'm feeling fat. Now I'm feeling drunk, what I'm supposed to do with that? Went to the Gulfstream, stole a golf cart. Walked in the walk, then a little bit, then I fart.
Many laughs, I swear, yeah.
I thought you were gonna rhyme Pop-Tart with Pop-Tart.
I was see, that's genius.
I was waiting for, because I was gonna say Pop-Tart.
If you're listening to this, now come back to the NWO Podcast. I'm 1/4 of your hosts, Bennessy. Take a shot at me, and I'm joined by my brothers, per the usual. Plus,
yo,
Ricky the Prince,
yo,
the Vegan Trap Lord. And we got a special guest in the building as well. You guys heard in the intro, got my dog Jizzle in the building.
Good evening.
Mature niggas.
How's everybody doing?
Fucking doing good. Doing good. How's everyone doing, you sons of bitches? That means everyone.
I mean, you were answering. I don't want to cut you off. I have manners.
All right.
I'm doing well, though.
I'm doing good as well.
Fantastic.
Had a good weekend.
Great weekend.
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend, Ben?
I mean, still shopping around for this damn move.
Come on.
This shit is consuming my life at this point.
Yes, it is.
But, yeah, I'm good.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Are you on, like, websites and shit looking for the perfect place?
Yeah, Wayfair. Fucking, Home Depot.
Oh, you finna build shit. You a real man, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
It's about time. It's about time.
You finna John Henry this shit, ain't you? All right.
Man, ever since I got my, I haven't built shit.
Built shit.
She does all the building in the house.
Nigga, I built the fucking like desk the other week, and I felt really proud. I felt like a caveman. Nigga, I wanted to beat my chest at the building something.
She's disgusted with me anytime I have tools in my hands.
I don't even know what they're called. This is a Phillips?
Yeah, what is this? can you pass me the star? This one with the star?
Give me the Johnson wrench. Richard, what'd you do this weekend?
It was Father's Day, so I spent some time with the fellas in the morning, play some basketball, and then I was at the crib chilling with the family, vibing straight.
What'd your kids give you?
Art. Malia made me a clay rose. A rose out of clay. She's really into art, and she's really, really good at art.
Between me and you, how good really was it?
It was really good.
Yeah? So you didn't have to fake your excitement?
No, I didn't have
to. Nice.
I have to fake my excitement with other things that she does, but when it comes to art,
she's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Oh my God. Don't you have to be a fucking Oscar-winning actress?
Now the baby gave me some fucking scribbly bullshit. I told her, I said, I'm not impressed with this at all. This is awful. I don't know what the fuck this is supposed to be. Oh, God. Daddy. Like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
And they think it's so great, the pieces of shit.
Yeah. As soon as she turned her back, I threw it away.
Oh, God. It means nothing to me.
It meant nothing.
Chris, what you do this weekend?
Man, it's funny that y'all was talking about tools earlier. My family actually bought me a toolbox.
Oh.
And they filled it with a new pair of basketball shoes, polo t-shirts, and polo drawers.
Hey, shout out to Wayne.
Polo t-shirt, polo drawers.
And polo socks. And there's like a hammer and some screwdrivers in there.
What kind of gangsta ass Father's Day kid is that, bro?
Yeah.
Polo draws and screwdrivers?
Yeah, they did that shit. Can't beat
shit.
So, needless to say, my Father's Day was amazing, man. I spent a lot of time with both kids, so.
Yeah,
had a good time.
You didn't have the fake happiness about that gift. That shit.
Me and the baby took a nap. Nigga, that shit was wicked.
A Father's Day nap. Lit.
You know something? I don't ever get to take naps, and I got to take a nap today. That was dope.
Yeah, see?
You niggas are washed, bro.
That's dope.
OJ, what'd you do this weekend, bro?
Big sleep, big eating.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure of leaving Plus at a pool party.
Talk to us about this pool party.
Fuck. All right, first we went to the beach. That was fun. That was a good time. But the pool party, niggas galore, maybe like 5 hoes in the pool. And they had the audacity to try to charge nigga $25.
What?
Yeah.
Typical Miami pool.
Ha.
Please, be nice.
All right. It's myself, Plus, and his brother. Plus is in the pool doing Plus shit. And the host comes to us and was like, oh, that's great that you guys are here, but $25. We were like, all right. And we left. We went, the checkers, we had a time of our life, and we were like, how long do you think it's going to be before Plus realizes that we left? We got his bag, we got his phone, his keys, he's pretty much fucking stranded, but Plus is Plus.
Yep.
Time of his fucking life in the pool.
Yep.
Go to checkers, time of our life, ride around, bullshit, we sitting across the street from the party, and we just sitting there laughing like, dog, this is your brother, like, how... Is he ever going to come back?
Nope.
And eventually, someone comes knocking at the door. Hey, you want to tell your part or you want me to continue?
I'll finish from here.
Go ahead.
So, Plus, how was your weekend?
My weekend was kind of civilized. You feel me?
Fuck out of here.
I did a comedy show Friday night. Me, Chris, BJ.
Did you now?
Oh, that was great. That's pulled fun. Up. At the Gulfstream and got ruined. We stole a golf cart. We did a bunch of drugs in the parking lot. And I had a good set. Like, it was a great comedy show. Shouts out Nick, Chris, Malik, Success. Everyone did well. Saturday, me and Jizzle slid to a beach party. Right. We slid to a pool party.
Right.
Due to circumstances beyond my control, I deemed it necessary to stay there. Because there were some developments that I needed developing.
Did niggas record last night? No, because niggas was like, oh, we're going to record. I'm going to hit you up. And then, you know, shenanigans.
Nah, bro.
Nigga Plus died on us.
I kept drinking. After you left, there was so much more alcohol. I was ruined. All
right. Typical Plus.
And then I woke up and spent time with my son. For Father's Day, we went and did Haitian radio together in the morning. My son gave me $100 this Father's Day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, okay. Y'all fucking kids are broke as fuck. Tell y'all poor ass kids, get y'all shit together. Mm-hmm. Niggas buying y'all cards and macaroni, a tie. Nigga. My son dropped a fucking hole.
I tell my kids that
one time for young minus.
Young minus, nigga.
I tell my kids that every day, you little broke fucks. You see this shit? You see what his son? You see what his son got him? Give me a fucking paper with scribble on it.
A whole hundo.
Fuck.
And I went to go see Buddha today with it. Happy Father's Day.
So you're going to tell us the rest of the story?
What story?
When somebody popped tapped on the window.
Yeah.
Oh, I told the story.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You beg for the car keys, swap it out. I'll fill your tank up.
I need you guys to get the fuck out of there. Give me the keys. Because I carpool. I left my car at home. I'm like, hey, get the fuck out of here. Give me your keys. Go home. I told my brother, go home with OJ. You'll be fine. Get the fuck out of here. Go with him, Haley. You're fine. Give me the fucking keys. Go with him, Haley. And he sure enough did wake up to a full tank of gas because I'm mad at my fucking work.
We heard from Plus 24 hours. My bad, I couldn't record. Shit got kind of crazy last night. I don't remember much, but we're still on for tonight.
That's not the only time he abandoned somebody this weekend.
That's the story of his life, man.
Okay.
This nigga hit us up from the beach at like 5 in the afternoon. Fucked up. I don't know where how he thought he was going to record.
Yeah.
I fucked up and got the wrong two niggas on the podcast at the same time. I realized what I did. I'm sitting between two niggas that hate me. I fucked up.
I love you.
No. I don't want
you're
you to
You're a dear friend, but you know we do this.
All right. So we got to start with some real shit. Speaking of OJ being here, OJ Simpson is on motherfucking Twitter.
I hope it's real.
Oh, it's real.
I fucking hope.
He authenticated with video. Most recently, he got on Twitter to confirm the allegations that he did not fuck Kris Jenner and he is not Khloé's dad. Please, Ben, play that audio.
He labeled them bogus.
Hashtag bogus.
Hello, Twitter world. This is this is my first venture into the social media world. It's amazing, especially how quickly they can put up counterfeit sites. Anyway, we'll deal with that. My life has always been involved in the sports world, and I suspect as the weeks goes on, that's pretty much what we'll be talking about. But once in a while, I'm going to go off topic and talk about something else. And this is one of those times. Bob Kardashian, he's like a brother to me. He's a great guy. He met and married Kris, and they really had a terrific time together when they were together. Unfortunately, that ended. But never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Kris romantically or sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus.
Baseless. So once again, he's saying that her linebacker shoulders and that strong-ass neck did not come from me.
That's OJ's show.
OJ.
That big-ass head.
Hey, OJ, I don't believe you.
OJ did it.
So Plus is telling me that that's why they call you OJ. There's a reason why they call you OJ.
It's false.
What he said?
Oh, no. We're talking about the story. He beat a white bitch in OJ trial at elementary school.
I'm a junior.
No.
Don't let him throw dirt on my name. I'm a junior.
There was a white bitch in elementary school. He beat that little white bitch. And then he went from O'Neal to OJ. O'Neal died that day, and OJ arose in the grass like a phoenix. he morphed into OJ on that very
day.
Why
did you beat up Megan?
That is not true.
She took his applesauce. Smack.
We didn't even go to the same elementary school. How did you get that?
I heard stories. The hallway screened with legends of your valor.
Let's get back to the original topic.
He said valor. If he's beating a white woman, that's not valor.
In some instances it is, bro. Sometimes you gotta beat a white woman. It happens. Listen, I never spoke about it. Do niggas think that OJ killed that woman?
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
No.
Yes.
What?
Of course he didn't.
You're fucking out of your mind.
Bro, he got off.
That doesn't mean he ain't kill her.
Okay, but I mean, you have to believe in the justice system, bro.
Exactly.
You got to have faith in the justice system.
I don't.
No, please. You don't believe
it. I mean, the fuck out of you here. Have to have faith. I mean, it's flawed, but it works. It's fair.
The law is blind.
Can we talk about how this nigga started his both videos with, hey, Twitter world.
Hey, Twitter world. No,
every time he says, I'm going to get, we're going to take care of that.
All right, we're going to get even. Like, nah.
It scares me.
Bro, they hacked his Twitter and tweeted, "I killed her."
Oh, so yeah. You've seen those tweets?
That is the funniest shit in the world, because I was looking like, is this real?
How do you know it's hacked?
You don't.
They all were deleted. Everything was deleted except.
He's the same nigga who wrote, "If I did it." I don't put anything past that nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Twitter's been out here.
How
long
do you
time.
Get a million followers right away? A million retweets, your first tweet.
That's O.J. Simpson. He's polarizing.
You're right.
Like,
you're right.
Niggas want to hear from him, dog. O.J. on Twitter? Oh, this shit gonna be lit.
This is the greatest creation of a Twitter account since Kanye created his.
Pretty much.
Because when Kanye created his shit, his timeline was lit that day.
I give it 2 weeks. I think after 2 weeks, it's going to stop being funny.
Hey, y'all seen that tweet where the person tweeted, "Go to Donald Trump's page and look at who follows him"? Have you ever done that shit?
Oh, yeah. Nah. A lot of people follow him, bro.
That shit is crazy. You follow Trump?
Yeah. I want to see. You don't want to see?
No.
Crazy as fuck.
I want to see. Listen, it's great entertainment.
Niggas think because you ignore Trump, he don't exist. Newsflash, fam.
I mean, you can't ignore him, bro. But I don't want to see his tweets. I don't want to see nothing from this nigga.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Nothing about this nigga
I don't agree with his policies. But you would not tell me that that cracker is not hilarious.
You can't tell me
he's hilarious.
If you tell me
he's not hilarious, you're a fucking liar.
He's hilarious. But
he's not getting no follow from me. That cracker is a riot. That nigga wake up 4 a.m. China, bitch. Hillary, a bitch. Fuck that bitch. Like, yo. I love this cracker, bro. He's hilarious.
I was just shocked at how many people actually follow this nigga that I know. I'm like, damn, this is nuts. I didn't think that was a thing to follow Trump.
No, I follow tons of motherfuckers I hate. He's just one of them.
Yeah, I don't. I just can't have that shit on my timeline.
Man, fuck that.
I mute Trump. I mute fucking Make America Great Again. I mute all that shit.
I want to see that shit.
Nah,
nigga.
Nah, man.
I'm the nigga arguing in Facebook comments about racism. I go back and forth. I do it for the people. Okay, it's thankless work.
And those fucking MAGA niggas eat you alive. You bald-headed black nigger. Shut the fuck up.
You failed scumbag. Meaning your career isn't working, buddy.
You're not even funny.
They go to your page, see details. Oh, you got a son? Well, fuck your son, buddy.
Tell your jokes, nigger. Come on, man. What about me?
What about you, bitch? Okay, well.
I recently unfollowed Megan Thee Stallion.
Why?
Because of her feet?
No, not because of her feet.
Yeah,
not because of her feet. But it's like, I mean, I'm always seeing her twerk and stuff like that. It's like, how much of this can...
Nah, you're crazy.
I mean,
I can never get enough.
I don't know.
And she's good.
I see too much of her. I think I need to scale back.
But the thing
back.
Is...
It's going to get worse.
In the beginning, you went out of your way to see her.
Yeah.
Okay, because you were the first Megan guy that I knew.
It was new, but now it's, you know, it's a little oversized. Like,
I'm just starting to get into her shit.
Nigga, it was the feet.
You think it was the feet? So
she lost her love. Like, now when I see her now, it's just like, oh, all right.
There is not a single woman that dances with nice feet. They don't exist.
I know, but you know
that
when...
That I agree with.
No, that's true, but you know, like, certain women, like, when you're, like, superstars, you have this, like, aura about you that... There's nothing wrong with them. And when you finally see the flaws, it's like, oh, you're just a regular motherfucker. Like, get out of here.
Could you imagine Janet Jackson's feet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Beyonce, Janet, Sierra,
oh God, just
Tina Turner.
They don't do cosmetic surgery for the feet?
Why?
Why?
You can't give get your fucked feet up a again. Facelift?
They're dancers.
Fuck that shit.
You can't give your feet a facelift?
Nah, bro.
This nigga Plus in the pre-show said, all dancer women have hammer toes.
Hammer toes, bro.
Hammer toes.
I used to work for Zumba Fitness, bro. Women would be gorgeous. Their bodies are perfect right to the ankles. You get to that shit, it's just Thor, Hulk, Captain America. It's tough. It's tough.
I literally can't tell the difference between Megan's feet and mine. I can't. I saw the video and I was like, what are my feet doing on here?
That's bad.
I just laugh now every time I see her that she wears shoes that cover up her toes.
I tweeted her today because
she had a tweet where she was
dancing on stage with boots, and I was like, I can't get those fucking slave feet out of my head. The Stallionaires came after me.
I know
yeah.
Little hot girls.
I know they're in there. I know they're in there.
Like, fuck you, motherfucker. You ain't shit. You ugly bitch.
We know what's inside them boots, man.
Come on.
Bitch.
Well, speaking of trying to get to what's inside them boots, Cuba Gooding Jr. has been trying to get inside his women's pants, and he's been groping. And he's allegedly, I mean, okay, there have been whispers about this nigga raping bitches for years, but now.
What? For real?
What?
Never heard it.
I'm sorry, not raping, but groping.
Do we have breaking news? No.
Because the streets call him Cuba Groping Jr. is what he does. That's what the streets call him.
Cuba Groping Jr.
Wait a minute.
That's new.
Okay, the nigga, he's been an out-of-control drunk nigga on South Beach for quite some time.
That I've seen before.
I believe.
And whenever you see Cuba Gooding Jr. partying, he's going, wow, time. Every time, my nigga. All the footage, if it's a minute of Instagram, 40 that shit's, whoa.
Yeah, he goes nuts. Well, he was arrested for suspicion of forcible touching. And he had to
That's not even a real crime. Say that again.
Forcible touching.
Wait, suspicion of forcible touching?
Yeah.
So you thought I might have touched somebody hard?
Yes.
Okay.
So he had to turn himself into local authorities. He spent the night in jail. And apparently there's a video of him. And his lawyer is saying to trust the system and trust the process.
You see? Told you.
Guilty.
She's saying in the video The proof is in the video. Once it's out, everyone will see that he did nothing wrong. So pretty much they're gonna fight it in court. But according to this video, that they're saying that he didn't forcibly touch anybody.
So he's gonna beat that case. He's clean.
What are the possibilities that he gave like a woman a hug and did like that lower waist grab?
I don't know, but his lawyer sounded like Ben wrote the statement. She says there is not the slightest scintilla of inappropriate conduct on his part.
Ooh. There's not the slightest what?
Scintilla sounds like a STD. I'm not sure what it is.
That's just like a word.
I got that scintilla, my nigga.
Scintilla.
You take a cream for that?
I don't know what the fuck that means. But you saying there's been other accounts of this nigga touching bitches?
Yeah, I don't have proof. I'm just talking shit because I want to slander his name.
All right, man. That nigga was on Boys in the Hood.
I like Omar.
Ricky! How many times I heard that shit in my lifetime?
Oh, man.
You must hear Ricky a lot.
Fuck, man. Ricky! And then, you know, you have to act like it's funny. Like, every single time. I'm like, oh, man, that's...
When I first met him, I used to do that shit all the time.
And I hate it every fucking time.
Hey, well, shit. Speaking of shit getting fucked up in California, AD went to the Lakers.
Yo.
KD went down and they fucking got AD.
I don't know what that means for the ecosystem.
It means a lot.
All right, so guys,
means the NBA scripted.
Let's talk about consequences here. AD going to the Lakers, what does that mean for everything else?
Championships.
No.
Sorry, speak English.
We did, nigga, championships. You heard us?
Yes.
Nah.
You heard plural. Us in unison?
Multiple, plural, continuous.
Now, Kawhi is the champion of the motherfucking world. Shouts out to fucking Toronto Raptors. Okay? So now, you said that LeBron and Anthony Davis is the Kawhi killer?
He can only guard one.
LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Kyle Kuzma.
Let me say this. The Lakers have enough cap space to sign another max player. They will probably sign Kyrie Irving or another max player.
They shouldn't.
But they are, because they're the Lakers. And what's going to happen is...
No argument here. Look at his face. He didn't even argue with
me. He can't. They're going to sign another max player. And what that's going to do, that is going to fuck them, because they're going to have no depth and no bench.
They have four.
They're going to be the Warriors all over again. You're going to have to hold on to the hope that you stay healthy. Because the minute you lose one of those players in the playoffs, you're fucked. Happened to them Cavs, too.
If it's a fifth, we'll all be drunk.
Yeah, I'm telling you, happened to the Cavs, too. When they had Kyrie, Kevin Love, and LeBron James, the three of them rarely stayed healthy at the same time together. They only won one championship out of that.
They win every year.
They win every year, but they didn't win.
I fucking take it. We've been in a drought for 6 years. I fucking take it.
And like I said, LeBron is on the tail end of his prime, in the prime of his career. He's not going to play no more back-to-backs. He's going to have sit-out games for rest. You know what I'm saying?
I want you to understand, though. Like,
I'm not penciling them in as champions yet.
The end of LeBron's prime is good enough for what the fuck they need right now, bro.
Who in the West going to beat them?
Who thought that the Warriors were going to lose to the Raptors?
The Warriors are finished, bro.
Who in the West?
At least 2021.
the game still got to be played, fellas. We get the crown paper champions
are
all we want.
Finished until 2021, so let's take them out of the equation. Who else is
so
there?
The West is a cakewalk?
Nah, I mean right now, yeah.
The Trailblazers can easily take them out, or take them to seven at least.
Nah.
No.
At least. Yes, they can.
The Trailblazers will never get out the second
because there's no guarantee.
Not only that, not only that. Again, your coach is suspect. That's one. Secondly, your rosters, you guys lost a lot of pieces. And third of all, the games still have to be played.
We could still sign back a lot of what our bench from last season and pick
they're
up
traded.
Some, pick up some knock.
And not only that, free agents.
We traded three players and some draft picks. A little bit much more than I wanted to trade for this nigga, but.
And you know like I said, if you sign another max player, you guys have no bench. There's no bench. Your starting five is going to have to literally carry y'all through the season and
so
the postseason.
That means you're running your players into the ground, and in postseason basketball, that's really when it gets rough.
Niggas play with knee braces.
Well, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day right now, AD signing to the Lakers, I hope he realizes he's signing up for, nigga, you better ball the fuck out. MVP,
82 games.
MVP candidate.
And mind you, the last two or three seasons for AD, he's been injured often. It's a gamble.
It's a difference when you don't want to play.
But unfortunately,
everything hurts a little bit more when you don't feel like playing for these niggas.
Unfortunately, as bad of a trade it may be on one end of the spectrum, the Lakers, they have to go for AD. If I'm the Lakers, I have to somehow get AD.
At first, I was thinking it was a horrible trade until I seen how much money they still had left in cap space.
They got a lot of cap
space. They got $32 million in cap, so it's not that bad of a trade. But the Pelicans, they cashed out.
They got an entire starting lineup to rebuild around.
None of that shit's guaranteed.
But they have somewhere to start.
They have a young core.
They have somewhere to start.
Pray that Zion pans out, bro.
Which I don't believe in so far.
You don't think so?
I mean, it's questionable.
He's too athletic not to at least contribute, bro.
I didn't say he wouldn't contribute, but at the end of the day, I mean, there have been players that are super athletic, but at the end, they can't really.
Somebody on Twitter said
to offensive.
Somebody on Twitter thought they were clever by saying this, but they sounded dumb. They're like, "He's an athletic Zach Randolph," and I'm like, "That's a bad thing."
That's a great thing, but I wouldn't cut. He's not a Zach Randolph.
Yeah, no, but Zach is the king of ugly basketball. That's why he probably said it.
That's kind of a good comparison.
Because Zach
he's the king of ugly
kind of
basketball.
Skill, bro, like man does not jump. The nigga just gets buckets.
Just he one way. Well, let's switch this a little bit. What the fuck is Kawhi doing next year?
Staying in Toronto.
He doesn't know.
If I'm him, I'm staying in Toronto because I have an easy ride to the finals again. Because there's nobody in the East that is going to like
beat everybody. Like
maybe the 76ers.
Yeah. No.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
That'd
be
not
the toughest.
76ers?
Because he can't shoot. Whether or not Jimmy's going to stay there too.
No, Jimmy's trying to come to the Lakers. So it's either Jimmy or Kyrie they're going to sign.
Look at your face.
And they can't shoot. The Sixers can't shoot. You can't win.
Kawhi just led his team as the man to the finals, a team that's never won before. Why would he go to L.A. and play under LeBron? Why? That'd be stupid. So the only other scenario that I see is him going to the Clippers. I don't see him going to go team up with LeBron.
If I'm Kawhi, I won one without you, nigga. I don't need you. If I'm Kawhi, I'm not teaming up with LeBron.
No reason.
Quite arguably the best two-way player in the game right now.
He is.
I'm not teaming up with you.
What the fuck for?
I have a legacy that I'm building
what you
right
did
now, pretty much.
When you was in fucking Miami, and I'm just going to chill in the East and coast to the finals for
7 years straight.
Yep. That's all you got to do. That's it. The city loves him. Drake is going to give him all the cocaine he needs.
Plus, on top of that, the Lakers have a culture of it being a soap opera, some way, shape, or another. Yeah. Kawhi doesn't like to deal with shit like that.
Speaking of Drake, who have we heard those songs that he released?
Great segue. Oh, yeah, we heard that garbage.
Basura.
and you know, it's crazy because the Drake dick suckers, they're trying to make you know, like an argument that these songs are good. We have a group chat with my homies, and I put that them songs was trash. Oh, the Drake cocksuckers came out. Oh, my goodness.
Aubrey's Angels
came out.
So listen.
Oh, what?
The songs are trash, but then again, like, this is what he does. He always shoots out 2, 3, 4 pieces of shit to test the water, and then he drop his shit. Like, you remember, you my right hand, you my go-through.
No.
Exactly. Like, he just shoot shit, drop shit. Remember Diplomatic Community?
Oh, that song was good. That was good.
Oh,
yeah. That shit was hard.
Trash shit.
That shit was hard.
He just dropped that shit just to, he's shooting shots, bro.
Diplomatic Community didn't get enough credit.
Yeah, it got exactly what it fucking deserved.
That shit was hard, bro. Fuck that.
A lot of his fans don't really like the rappity rap stuff. They like the pop stuff that he brings.
Bullshit. Thank God for Rick Ross. William Roberts, thank you.
Ah, Ross Rossed.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you for helping your friend.
He's always Ross.
Jeez. Thank you for de-waiting that situation and carrying your superstar friend to the goddamn finals. Thank you. Live up to your end of the bargain, motherfucker.
That's funny.
Fuck out of here.
That's
Drake.
Funny. That's
you piece
bad.
Of shit.
You know what? I'm
give me a motherfucking bomb. About to get mad, dog.
Okay, settle down.
Don't talk to me about Drake.
Settle down, bitch.
Fuck that nigga.
It's time that we get down to business. I saw a fucking meme that was glorious, and it's so Father's Day. It shows a picture here, and then it says, this is Carmelo Anthony's daughter that caused him and his wife, Lala, to break up for over a year. He pays support, but he isn't in the girl's life, according to the mother. The mom says that Lala doesn't accept her child. In your opinion, do you think that the Anthonys are doing anything wrong by simply meeting their financial obligations? Does Lala need to introduce the son to his little sister? So I guess what I want to ask is, if there's a situation where your wife is like, fuck your side, baby, do you say fuck your side, baby, for the sake of your relationship? Ben.
Fuck the side, baby, no. I mean, that's a life that you brought into the world. I mean, they didn't ask to be here. You need to step up and be a part of that child's life, regardless of what your wife says. Although, you got to get her on the same page, man, because there's another human being in the mix here. One that did not ask to be here. One who's completely innocent of the circumstances. You can't do that.
Can I ask how far you'd be willing to take that in the sense of, like, let's say if this shit was something that your wife was willing to get divorced over. Are you going to ride, guys? You going to ride to divorce with this little side-ass baby? Huh? Little Mistake Junior, you going to ride for Mistake? Little Tay-Tay?
I mean, we can only say it's a mistake if I deem it a mistake. I
mean, a side baby is never on purpose. Show me the dumb having side baby on purpose.
Future? Nah, man.
Get a divorce. It's never going to be the same. Every time it's an argument, the baby's going to be an uppercut. Remember that? Get the divorce.
Get the divorce. It's peace of mind.
Fuck it.
And just do it with your double baby mama.
Fuck it.
Ugh. Is that life? Because, guys, doesn't D-Wade seem happy? Because he fucked his side, baby.
He has full custody. Niggas don't get that. He has full custody.
That's why he keep the kids.
These are my babies.
Yeah, his children, but not the side baby.
Not the side.
Well,
his children, you never see that motherfucker.
No, the side baby is not the little one.
I'll answer this question. Yeah, the baby didn't ask to be here, but if my wife says nah, I have to keep my wife happy. Nah,
fuck that baby.
I'm gonna make sure that baby's taken care of.
That's ridiculous.
Peace.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
You can take the uppercuts.
What?
I'm going to sleep just fine, man.
Every time there's an argument, the baby.
What baby?
What baby? What are you talking about?
She's never going to let it go.
What baby?
What baby? That would be my answer. What baby?
You mean a little bank statement? Don't tell me shit. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear nothing about that. All right. Okay? What else do you want from me, Charlene? Okay? I did what you asked. Okay? I go to that bitch right now if you want. Stop it.
Dwayne Wade is living great right now, okay? He's living okay.
Carmelo's just trying to get his shit together. You can't just bring side babies back. Lala's still kind of mad.
Man, please.
So then you think that the Anthonys are wrong in doing what they're doing, Ben?
So Carmelo isn't providing any type of support?
Well, no. He's providing completely support. All right,
but well, then that's good enough.
But so then...
provide support.
So financial.
Don't say fuck the baby financially and not give the baby any type of your support.
So then
that's all I'm saying.
Okay, so then if he solely provides financial, then that's fine. Because that's what he's saying.
For their situation, that's good enough. I would want me me personally, I would want to have some type of relationship with the child. I mean, if they're here. Because, I mean,
so,
I got to put myself on
the So, end. When it comes down to it, you choosing your wife or the baby, I guess that's what the question is. Who are you choosing? Because she's pretty much telling you, it's me or the baby. You choosing divorce or you choosing your kid? Don't give us the... If she's my wife, she would never do that. Choose a side. Choose a side.
No.
No what?
No what?
He's not choosing a side.
I'm not choosing sides.
I know.
We got to get everybody on one page.
It's not an option. You have to pick, B. The papers are here.
You see these niggas?
I'm choosing the baby. Fuck it.
Real nigga.
That's what I wanted to hear.
That's who
Thank
you are.
Thank you.
Real nigga.
That's who you are.
That's what I want to say it for you, bro.
And to be honest, I'm not even... I'm going to provide a different side to this. I'm not choosing a wife or a woman that's going to make me choose anyway.
I hear that.
She got to fucking go. Okay. Whatever.
I hear you. Chris?
No, I'm agree with Ben. If you if you're going to make me choose between you and another human being, like, I feel like the person that I chose to be my wife understands the greater picture about this thing, you know what I'm saying?
But so, you're my husband. You should have never cheated.
Part of the reason why she loves me is because I'm willing to put myself to the side and take care of other people. She better let me be me.
You being taken care of that was a problem in the first place.
Right. But what you guys understand if she were to leave you though, right? For that.
Yeah, I would
but this is what I'm saying. Imagine how bad it is that you stepped out and had a side baby anyway, my nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
It already should have been broken apart anyway.
But you can't look at her crazy for making that request.
I didn't say I'm looking at you crazy. I just told you I'm just gonna choose
your kid,
the life, because at the end of the day, like, this is a feeling that you're talking about. You could get over that. This is a whole person.
Right.
I can't traumatize another human being coming up into this world. You feel me? Like, that can't live on my conscience.
Y'all better get like Rashida with Frost. Mm. Except that side baby.
Oh, she is gracious.
She's
graceful.
A fucking dummy.
Except that side baby.
She's a goddamn dummy.
Y'all better get like Rashida.
Jizzle.
I'm choosing my child.
Okay. All right. So you guys are choosing your children. Plus, what are you doing?
Oh, you know me. Fuck that baby. Okay, I have a family. All right.
Man, fuck them kids.
Me and everybody with the last name. Me and everybody with the last name Pierre Lewis, we be on the team. Don't give that kid my last name. That's your kid.
You call him Johnson or whatever
you're going to do. It's none of my business.
Give him your whole name.
I'll be furious.
Junior.
I'll be so mad.
Now, I know you're going to agree with me when I say this. If I take that side baby in and risk fucking all my shit up, that side baby better end up making some type of money for
you.
Me.
Better be somebody.
You gotta be great.
You gotta be somebody.
You better LeBron. You better be fucking LeBron, you little fucker.
You gotta be something, bro.
You better be LeBron.
You got a heightened level of responsibility in this family. You better be something.
I got caught cheating because of you, and I lost my wife, bitch. You better do something, motherfucker.
Did you bring me C's? Little Seiston? You brought me C's?
Seiston.
Do you know what I risked for you? I gave up my life.
That's real shit.
Let me show you this bitch Instagram again. Let me show you. You see how good? Bitch, I did this for you. Sighted.
That's real shit.
You're 12 years old. Your mom smiled 13 years ago. That's the last time she smiled. Okay, 13 years ago. Fuck up.
You fucking fuck up. Think I pay all this money for you to bring home C's, you little fuck up?
Get the fuck out of here.
Go dribble that basketball.
Oh, that is fucking beautiful. Oh God, speaking of parenting with love, just like that. Ricky, outside of your father, like, who's been like the best or biggest male influence in your life?
Let's see.
Like somebody you know, none of this weird Michael Jackson shit, bro.
No. Michael Jackson's my
Michael Joseph Jackson. He's my alpha and my omega. Oh, thank you.
No, he's my uncle. Let's relax. I would have to say Amos's father. He'd be probably the person I'd say. He had a pretty big impact on my life.
What kind of guy was he? Is he? Was he? Is I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like what kind of person? He's like why is he the biggest?
Oh, because like he was there for us, and in a lot of ways, as far as giving us great advice, you know what I'm saying, coming to our practices, picking us up. Anytime we needed him, he was there for us. Still to this day, calls me, gives me fatherly advice on how to be a good dad and things to expect. And he was never like, you know how most Asian men, he was never shy when it came to showing love to you. You know what I'm saying? Like he always, you know, was open with us in a lot of ways where other Haitian men weren't. So, yeah, I'd have to go with him. He just impacted our lives in a lot of ways.
And you know what else I realized about Fuamos is what we call him?
Yeah.
Brother Amos. He never kicked us out.
Never.
Never once kicked us out of his house.
Haitian men love doing that.
Yeah.
oh, they love a good kick.
Oh, my dad kicked these niggas out all the time. My dad used to kick me out. I used to go over there. So it's like, yeah, but you know, like he like I said, he was just always, he always was there. Like, always. You know what I'm saying? So, I'd have to go with him, man, for sure.
Chris, who outside of your father is the biggest male influence for you?
Shit, I'd have to say my cousin Junior, the both of them. I got two cousins named Junior.
That's real Jamaican. That makes sense. Yeah. Why?
I mean, they were there for me around the same time I started like dealing with a lot of females, and you know what I'm saying, like those early stages, those key stages in life, they were like the important figures for me at that time. So they kind of gave me a perspective on how to approach this whole other sex thing, like, you know what I'm saying. So I feel like they were there for me at very key points.
That's huge.
Oh, Jizzle, outside of your father, who is the biggest male influence for you?
I would say my Uncle Morris. He was always like just straight up with me. Nigga got me my first job. He got my published job. It just real from the jump. But he tried to make me like see the bigger picture and shit. Like people, like shit my old boy would trip about, he wouldn't care. Cause he knew like that shit don't matter now. Like you'll get older, you'll see, you'll understand. Like shit like that. Like just cool nigga, man.
So in high school, OJ worked at Publix. They got paid every week.
Every week.
And I worked.
I invented making it rain.
I worked at a nursing home in high school, so I got paid biweekly. So every Thursday, this fuck nigga would walk into first period. Hey, fat boy, guess what day it is? Yeah. Payday, fuck nigga. And whatever money he had on him, he would throw it at me. Yeah. He's been an asshole since he was a child.
I created Making It Rain. I should have trademarked that shit.
I'm glad to know somebody bothered you in life.
Oh, this nigga's
good.
The
That's
worst.
That's why we became friends. Yeah. That's my fat friend.
This nigga's the fucking worst.
It's my dog, man.
I know, nigga, fucking, when I found out that I was going to have a kid, I pulled up to my dog care house. I am panicking.
Life's over.
So it's him and Kelly. I'm like, hey, y'all boys. Kenya is pregnant. What the fuck? So it was like silence for like 7 seconds. Then OJ go, these fucking niggas laugh. And it's like,
yeah, the worst time.
You ever had your homeboys laugh, but it's like, it's really not funny?
It's not, yes.
Oh, it's really not funny. And you want to fight because it's not funny?
Yes.
But it's my ski. I can't fight the niggas because I skied.
It was hilarious to us.
Fuck you, bitch.
We knew it was going to be you. Fuck, out of everyone, it had to be you.
I was a sacrificial lamb.
Yes.
I died on the cross.
It made you a better person. Imagine you now with no kids.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It made you a better person.
I needed that right
you,
there.
Oh, Jesus.
You at needed 20,
that.
Right?
You needed that. Slow the fuck down. Yes.
Oh, God.
I can only imagine.
I needed a baby. I did.
Who would you say is your?
Oh, shit. Probably my Uncle John.
Is that the Bahamas one?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, like, shit. When I was young, he came from the Bahamas and lived with my mom until, you know the story. They live with your mom until they get their shit together.
Yeah, yeah.
And a nigga, he was just like, he was only, like, he was the uncle, like, who made an effort to come back, take us out to do shit, movies, Grand Prix, Racerama, Chuck E. Cheese. Like, he had, like, a dope-ass pool at his complex. He gave me my first beer, my first rubber. He was the first nigga to let me curse around him. I guess he created this. It's his fault. But I don't know, like, the nigga was just, like, he was... Because he was an adult, but, like, he had a different kind of energy.
Right.
Like, the rest of my family is super Christian, super, like, structured, 401k. This nigga's just not that.
No, he's not that at all.
Because, like, all the niggas from the Bahamas, they're just, they're a little crazier.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bahamas. It's the other part. It's south. Ben, did we ask you?
No.
Yeah, I'm on my shit today.
I'd have to say Uncle Sam. He impacts my life on a biweekly basis.
Shout out to that fuck nigga.
Pussam.
I don't particularly care for Uncle Sam at all. Me and him don't get along. We don't see eye to eye on anything.
He's always been there.
Damn. But he's always been there.
Always in the nigga pocket.
Always in mine. Get out of my pocket, nigga.
You know what the greatest scam on earth is?
What?
Is how... When you get paid, they take the tax. And then when you buy shit, they take it again.
Like, come on, dog.
Like, how does that... You just took it.
I just paid you my tax.
I just gave it to you.
Last Friday.
It's tax on the air.
I can't get
breathe,
a pair of drawers without paying tax, bro. Then, I can't buy water without paying tax.
They do this dumb shit. Hey, dummy, it's tax-free week. Ooh. Like,
nigga, that's the biggest scam ever.
What am I supposed to do with this shit? For school clothes?
Yeah.
Thank you. Fuck you.
Fuck out of here.
Save these $7.19, nigga.
Y'all do know that it's the companies that are charging you guys these taxes.
So what? It's not... Yeah, because they don't want to pay them themselves?
Yeah, because they got to pay taxes. So they charge you the taxes.
Right.
I'm sorry. I forgot Chris is the man. The man is sitting here among us. The 2% is sitting among us right here.
2%.
The 2%.
Yep.
Here he is.
You're in the flesh.
Yo, the other day when we're at the Drink Champs vibe, this nigga goes, "Chris, I forgot you was in the Illuminati, man."
No, Chris knew all the important famous people.
Let me tell you something. We can't talk too much. We'll talk next week.
Yeah.
But I just want to say that we pulled up somewhere, and whenever niggas start doing secret handshakes with all the same people, you're in the Illuminati or a gang. I don't think Chris is a gang member, so you're in the Illuminati.
And he knew all the famous important people. Like, hey, yo, this is my guy. Da-da-da. He just so happened to produce Thriller with Michael. Like, how the fuck did you meet him?
Come on. All these niggas can't be vegan, fam.
Come on, dog. The jig is all up. These fat ass niggas, how are they fucking vegan? Get the fuck out of here,
the
man.
The jig is up, bro.
All these fat niggas.
These Puerto Rican niggas, they're like, Mafungo. They're not vegan, bro. The jig is up, bro.
Mafungo is banana, dog.
No, but seriously, my for real answer though is my older brother Sam. His name is Sam. But I remember he gave me the most simplest words when I was in elementary school, but I still remember them to this day. And you all have heard this before. Always expect the unexpected. But up until that time, I'm in elementary school, like fourth grade. I never heard no shit like that before. Nobody ever told me that. And I still remember that to this day. He walked me home from school, and he told me that before we walked in through the front door.
And like, for me, like, I said Amos' dad, but another person would have been my cousin Paul. He was older than me, and I'll never forget what he said to me in middle school, because I was tripping over this girl that I wanted. And he was like, "Hoes are for everyone." And that stuck with me for my entire life, and I never tripped about another woman again.
When I hear y'all say this shit, I get afraid, because that means that, like, anything I say to my son could be the thing he remembers forever.
I'm telling you. It's just that one thing, dog.
Never forget, son. Bitches love pancakes. And for the rest of his life, I never forget, bro.
He's going to be flipping the best pancakes ever. My dad told me.
Every first day is going to be at Waffle House.
Yeah.
Or fucking IHOP. IHOP. Not Waffle House.
any day... Any time. Sentence could be the one that you keep forever.
And it's funny, because I remember everything about that day. That was the day the Nas and Puff Daddy song, "You Can Hate Me Now," dropped. The video had just dropped. It just premiered, and we were talking or whatever, and he was like, man, you tripping over? He was like in high school. He was like, you tripping over that bitch? I was like, yeah. Man, let me tell you something, dog. Yeah. Hoes are for everyone. Never forget that shit. Okay.
Mind blown.
My mind was blown.
Mind blown.
Wow. Hoes are for everyone.
You know that's crazy? Because, like, hearing shit like that as a kid.
Throwback.
Like, you remember hearing Lil Wayne tell you money over bitches as a child?
Yes, M.O.B. Mm-hmm. Yes. Forever.
You remember hearing whole problems ain't no problems?
Yep.
Do not hate the game because that will not solve them.
Yep. That's true.
So who else is left to hate? The hoes. Like, this shit is indoctrinated.
Yes. Absolutely. And he also gave me another wise phrase. He was like, go ahead and holler at them. The worst they can say is no. And it lived with me for my entire life. I had to pass down the wisdom.
Mm-hmm. I still have homeboys right now to this day that are scared to ask a female for a dance on the dance floor.
Shit,
man. Because they haven't heard the gospel.
Nah. They gotta hear the
gospel. Worst that they can say is no.
The problem is, niggas don't like being told no publicly. Let me tell you something.
I don't give a fuck about
it. I fail so gracefully.
What?
Fuck.
Wait. I would say, all right, your loss, bitch.
I would disappear into the crowd. Yo,
I moonwalk away so quick from these bitches off the dance floor.
Join on your ass,
the
like,
fuck?
Peace.
You don't dance with me? Cool. Right onto the homegirl. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, you ever like misread the situation, saw a bitch twerk, tried to jump behind her? She was like, nah.
Nah.
All the time.
I used to hate that shit.
When it's the worst.
When you dancing like a whore.
When
like,
I was,
what the fuck, the fuck you want me to do?
Bro, when I was short in high school, oh my God. That shit used to happen to me every weekend.
There might be a title. Dancing like a whore.
What the fuck is wrong with this thing? You're dancing like a whore.
I hated that shit. Especially at the Jamaican parties. They fucking got their legs on the wall and shit, doing all types of tricks. Here I come trying to slide in. No! The fuck you mean no?
I guess the asshole in me believes that there's no way you're having this much fun dancing by yourself.
Come on.
It's impossible.
That's the logic that I used to have.
It's impossible.
It's weird. It's great fucking logic.
There's no way you came here to shake that ass for the year.
Come on. What are you doing? You're doing this for sport? Well, then again, if it's a dance hall party, then they probably are doing it for sport.
But I hated the women that dance with each other. Why are you bitches here on the dance floor? Take that shit over there.
Is it me? Am I ugly? Just tell me. Am I ugly? Is it me?
Dance hall dancing is one thing, but I'm just talking about like full-on ass shaking, like she's just sitting there shaking ass.
Okay, like you know when annoying, the party going on, they hear, do,
and then
40% of the women in there lose their mind and start shaking their ass aggressively. And if you jump, like, hold on, wait, it's not what I came here for. It's just the juvenile happens to be on. Oh. Like, bitch, that's misleading.
That's come why on. He's on. He did this for me.
Juvenile said, back that ass up. Where are you backing it up to? Not the air.
The air?
You're come backing on. It up to me.
You came here to practice?
He reinforced. Who is you playing with?
Who is back you that ass with? Up.
Who are you?
You a big fine woman. Back that ass up.
Please, won't you?
Damn.
See, that was a request. Won't you back that ass up? Won't you back?
They're giving he's instructions. After you back it up, then stop.
What?
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 Drop it.
Drop it like it's hot. You're dropping it like it's hot, but I need to be able to catch it.
And if you need help with tempo, it's wobbity wobbity. Wobbity wobbity.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
The template is there. It's all there.
It's there.
All the information you need is right there.
Come to the fucking club to fucking dance and by yourself. Like, bitch, move out the way. She wants to dance with me. You're taking up space. Excuse me. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, but I want to dance on the dance floor. Okay, go away.
Fuck out of here. I used to love bumping into the girl that turned me down for a dance while I'm dancing with the other freaky girl on the dance floor. Excuse me.
Hey, if you get a dance near the girl who denied you, you dance hard as fuck.
You got to dance hard as fuck. Look what this could have been you. Huh? You see this? This could have been you.
Look at how much fun I'm having. Yeah. Your homegirl's enjoying it, yeah?
You like that bitch?
Yay!
Are they laughing?
It's so stupid. It's all so stupid.
We have reached the...
Sorry, Ben.
Uncle Jameson went down the wrong path.
Pause.
Oh, shit. Yeah, pause. Fast forward, as a matter of fact. Fast forward.
Oh, shit.
We have reached the this or that section of our program.
You don't have to say that anymore.
Ben, if you will, please.
My bad.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Just a moment.
There are no mistakes on this show.
Because there's mistake children, but there's no mistakes
no,
on this
no,
show.
No, no, no. This side, baby, because this show here is recorded live.
This mm-hmm. program.
This program. Excuse me. Pardon my lips.
Show. Come on, brother.
This program.
It's not our program.
Is recorded, founded, and maintained at the illustrious Vegetarian Delight.
Yes, it is. Take it away, plus.
Juice bar. Do, 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 do. Dun, 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 dun. 6060 Miramar Parkway. Are you, are you fucking me? Hey, because he coming so smooth with this shit. Nigga's a magician, bro.
6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. Vegetarian Delight. Come get the best vegan food in all of South Florida. What were you saying? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, no, no. I was just saying that here you can get a brand new fucking menu every single day.
Every day?
Okay. Go on the Instagram page. What is it? Delight Juice Bar?
Delight Juice Bar.
Yes.
Delight Juice Bar. Oh, come on. I'm and fucking can, shooting at all fucking cylinders today.
Don't forget the juice. It's a juice bar, so you can get yourself some juice. They're all good. And you can get yourself some CBD-infused soaps. So make sure you pull up to 6060 Miramar Parkway. Miramar, Florida, 33023. You can also call and place an order ahead of time. Phone number is 954-241-7402. When you pull up, just let Chris know that the niggas with the opinion sent you.
I appreciate you guys every time you do that.
When you... Oh, sorry.
No, I just want to let them know that I'm be introducing a new product. Delight Sea Moss. So be on the lookout for that.
What does that do?
Sea moss is a like a superfood. It's highly nutritious. Something that you can take in supplement of like eating a lot of other different vegetables and stuff. It's something you can live off of.
Is it going to be what an actual food teat or a pill form?
Nah, it's going to be in its raw natural state, and then I'll have it. Boiled out because it boils out to like a gel.
The fuck you mean eat seaweed, nigga? Fuck you so panicky for? Also, when you come here, please be sure to ask for the plus patty. Ask for the Ricky radishes and the Ben buns. They're all available here.
The Ricky radishes.
Ben buns. Ben buns. Give me the buns, bro. Like, come on, dog.
He just wanted to ride whatever. He used the first letter of everybody's name to come up with food.
He wants Benson Burgers. That's what he wants, right?
Ben Burger. Ben
come here and order the Benson.
The
food
buns.
Is cooked on the Benson burner.
Give me that. Anything but Ben's buns.
If you come in here and ask for Ben's buns, I'm going to thoroughly cuss you out.
But you can ask for the Ricky radishes.
That's fine. It's
okay. We have now reached the this or that section of this program.
Fuck you.
So, Ben.
Welcome to the this or that section of our program.
Which is why you don't have to say it anymore, bitch.
Nigga. Bitch, nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
This.
That.
Crack.
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 Ben.
Dad.
Big.
Cat.
Come on.
Six. Rap.
Come on.
Win. Wag.
Come on.
Big. Fat.
Come on.
Is. Bad.
Come on.
Rib. Rap. With. Class.
Come on.
Six. Bags on your bitch. Ass.
On your.
Okay. In honor of my great weekend, B, beach party or pool party?
Take me to the beach.
Take me to the pool.
Yeah.
Give me the beach.
Ben, where you stand?
I'm sorry. You guys always, this is a great this or that, to be honest. Because I live in South Florida. I mean, this shit is a fucking peninsula. That means you have beaches everywhere.
Everywhere.
Take me to the beach. Because this is what makes us one of the more unique states in the country. That and the crazy ass motherfuckers that live here.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to the pool. I hate the beach.
You getting in that green ass pool?
Oh, I'm not getting in, but just take me to the
that
beach.
Pool gonna turn
like the
green.
Pool. I feel like the pool area makes for a better party.
That's what for a party.
For a better party.
Oh,
when all, that's a different conversation.
When that, all that shea butter and all that lotion and all that Jergens mix up in fucking degree, mix up in the fucking pool, and that shit turn green, y'all niggas gonna be in there.
I don't need no fucking pool for a pool party.
When that beach party was lit, bro.
So was any pool party I've ever been to. Nah. I've been to pool parties with you. Lit. Yeah,
it's a fact.
I mean, but niggas still have. I mean, you know, I'm gonna have fun at both.
I'm gonna have fun at both.
I think I do prefer the pool party.
I can't dance on the beach. You got to deal with the sand. There's so much other chaos going around.
You managed to dance at.
Oh yeah,
dance on the beach.
I remember.
But y'all niggas know when there's music and alcohol, I'm gonna party
on the beach. Nigga.
Don't the food taste better on the beach for some reason?
I'm trying
just
to tell
grill.
But you grill at a pool party, but it tastes different.
It's the atmosphere.
It has to be.
It's the atmosphere.
It's the
I ain't gonna lie.
Shit,
your beach party was fucking insane.
A spliff by the pool pales in comparison to a spliff on the beach.
No. Oh. Trying to light a joint
nightmare.
On the beach
nope.
is
a nightmare.
Harder.
No, it's not.
The wind.
That's why you have to have responsible friends and have tents like I do.
Yeah. Ben doesn't go True. To the beach like niggers. He has a tent.
Ben doesn't do anything like a nigger.
He has a tent. I've never seen a nigger with a tent and lawn chairs.
I have a couple.
Did you not successfully indulge at
the
beach party?
There are seats.
He had a whole setup. Seats, party favors.
Everything folded. He brought like a duffel. Then I opened up shit.
Setup complete.
go get your tent.
Shit was crazy.
And plus, I mean, I love our fellow Europeans, but I ain't got to deal with the saltines at the pool, at the beach, making complaints. We're all out here.
True.
We're all outside.
Your music could be as loud as you want it to be.
And do what I want to a certain degree.
This weekend, I was disheartened to learn that the goons have discovered Fort Lauderdale Beach. It's no longer
my
a secret.
God, dog.
I'm so mad about that.
The jig is up, guys. Everybody who was escaping South Beach, they have now taken over Fort Lauderdale Beach.
So mad about that shit,
bro. Fuck you! Get the shit out of my motherfucking city! 305, motherfucker!
954, motherfucker!
954, motherfuckers!
I saw, like, two niggas with, like, army fatigue from top to bottom with like small sweat towels. I was like, oh yeah. When niggas got their sweat towels, they're here. Any nigga with a sweat towel, y'all boys here.
Trouble.
For the bean.
And the city of Fort Lauderdale tried to pre-plan for this because they took away Fat Tuesdays. That shit ain't there no more.
Yeah, they took away a lot of
so
shit
why
from Beach
y'all
Plus.
Here?
They did everything but put up no colored sign. They did a lot of work, those people.
Don't come back here. We took the shit away.
they don't care.
And it sucks because we live 5 minutes from the beach, from Fort Lauderdale Beach. So it's like, damn, dog. Like, we always had that as a getaway to get away from the niggers. And here they are.
And you can't go to West Palm Beach. It's ruined already.
Oh, yeah.
There's no point.
There's nothing for me in West Palm Beach. I hate West Palm Beach.
Oh, it's the drive there. It's
nothing for me.
It's egregious.
It's Mexicans and Haitians.
I don't know that word really means.
Niggers.
I tried to slip it in. next dish or that. In spirit of Father's Day, better TV dad, Carl Winslow, Danny Tanner, James Evan, Bill Cosby. Carl Winslow, Danny Tanner's, James Evans, Bill Cosby.
You mean Cliff Huxtable, not Bill Cosby.
Hey, nigga, you know him.
Give me Cliff.
Why Cliff?
Because you said better TV dad, nigga.
James was cheap and mean. Facts. That nigga wouldn't let them do nothing.
I put Phillip Banks in there. I like Phillip Banks.
I think he was the asshole, bro.
He had bread, but he was green.
Oh, he was so green.
That nigga was green.
He was always about the teachable moment.
Right.
Pay me. I need the bread, bro.
For real, bro. I'm struggling.
Carl Winslow, he's not in this conversation.
That nigga was never there.
Fucking, he lost a daughter. Nobody knows where she's at.
He spent more time with Steve than he did with his kids.
Yep.
I don't want no nigga always yelling at me, bro.
Nigga, where's your daughter?
3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. What the hell
is bothering me?
You!
He's all saying.
Look at Steve. That shit's beautiful.
Fucking fat ass.
I'm probably going to go Cliff. Yeah, only because he was the most rational nigga.
Danny Tanner wasn't bad. For a single dad, he did what he had to do. Well, never mind.
He actually was able to raise all his children. I'm not so sure Danny Tanner was raising Michelle, my nigga.
She was...
Well, but I mean, he had 13 roommates, so
fucking
he had
freeloaders,
help. Yeah, fucking hell. Yeah, it was definitely Cliff Huxtable.
The only thing, he was the kind of dad that answered questions with like a story, like, Dad, can I have $5? When I was a boy,
yeah. And slow music. You know who was a bitch ass dad? Frank Mitchell, Moesha's dad.
Oh, God.
That motherfucker was a pussy.
No, all the niggas was coming through this nigga's house, kid.
I get remarried. I'm trying to get some pussy. My daughter's a bitch. Her friends are freeloaders. There's a diary and there's this fucking bald thug in my house.
My son's a fucking big eared freak. He's a fucking weirdo.
No, bro, he had shit. He's like, he was poor guy.
Yeah, Frank Mitchell had it tough. And he was in South Central California, or where the fuck were they?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other TV dads.
Yeah. Tim Allen was a good TV dad. He was nice.
The same nigga walk around the house fixing and fucking up shit?
Yeah, Tim didn't do shit.
Them niggas lived in a safety hazard because that nigga, bro.
He goes fucking up everything.
Nigga put like hydraulic boosters in the ceiling fan and shit.
Tim Allen is not funny. That nigga made so much money when I being funny. It's hilarious.
Home Improvement was kind of funny.
Nah, shit was garbage.
Speaking of not being funny, bro, Frasier or Friends?
This nigga so rude, dude. Where y'all get this nigga from,
bro? Wait, hold on. Ricky, Frasier or Friends?
You know you go to Ricky first, huh, right?
I didn't care for either, but I watched more Frasier than I did Friends.
Boom. Ben, Ricky, Frasier and Friends.
Plus, you're asking a very rhetorical question. You already know the answer.
OJ, Frasier or Friends?
Frasier. I thought Friends was for gay people.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Facts.
So wait.
Facts.
What the fuck is Frasier's theme song, fam? What the fuck is it?
No clue.
Frasier was funny.
What the fuck is Frasier about?
Two brothers
and living with the dad was hilarious.
The dad and the little dog, my nigga.
Oh, the dad was hilarious.
Niles.
Huh? Oh,
Daphne.
Fucking Sideshow Bob and his brother. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
No, you get the fuck
two
out of
gay
here.
English Marty. Niggas in an apartment. That's y'all comedy show, bro.
You get the fuck out of here.
No, bro.
Was Friends even funny? No. Or was it a serious show?
It was hilarious as fuck, bro. Chandler's a riot, pussy nigga. So no one told you life was going to be this way? Your job's a joke. You're broken. Your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear, guys.
This is the song.
But when it hasn't been your day, week, or month, or even your year, I'll be there for you, OJ.
Fuck you and Friends.
You weren't there for niggas because not one black face appeared on that goddamn show. All
right, you want to talk about theme songs, bitch?
Fuck
fucking
Friends.
Frasier is a spinoff of Cheers, motherfucker.
Yep.
Cheers was the shit. Yes.
Frasier was on Cheers?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, yes, so bitch. He was a little fuck-up guy at the bar and they followed him home.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Cheers at all. I thought it was shit.
I want to go where people know my name.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Anybody ever watch Cheers?
I tried to watch a couple episodes. I couldn't get through it, but I know Frasier front to back. I know every
actor and actress that he put on from that
really?
Show.
Yeah, he's put on a lot. He's credited for putting a lot of people on, and he's really
5 years in a row. Now.
And he's brilliant.
Khadijah was on that show.
And all people, type of shit.
If you
know how many black shows that nigga produced.
I don't give a fuck. It's about Frasier. I don't give a fuck about it. I don't want a history lesson.
But that lets you know how great this show was.
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
what? Because he created girlfriends.
Jennifer
Frasier
Aniston.
Is great.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's great because it's actually funny. Friends is not funny.
No, bro, Friends is funny, bro.
Fuck out of here.
Okay,
you're
completely
outvoted.
They were on a break.
You're completely outvoted.
You don't get it.
You're completely outvoted.
You don't get it. Whatever. You don't get it. But they were on a break, fam.
I'm just saying, my fellow black brother. For a show that was called Friends, they most certainly are not your friends. Kelsey Grammer put on black people, my nigga. I'm telling you, try it out.
A true friend.
If you're a black person who watches Frasier, please message us and hashtags niggas and Frasier. Because I can't believe that there are blacks watching Frasier.
Can't believe that a nigga in comedy is not watching Frasier. That shit was funny, dog.
Wow.
It is alarming because
you got fucking Hulu and Netflix. Frasier, bitch.
You could play 2 minutes of any episode and I can tell you what's gonna happen.
Don't get me wrong. I've watched some really white shit. Like I used to watch Dharma and Greg. Like I've watched
some
white ass shit.
Mad About You.
Oh, I love Mad About You.
I've watched white ass shows.
I love Mad About You.
But fucking Frasier?
King of Queens would have been my shit.
I've never went there.
Yeah, I like King of Queens.
Kevin
James is funny.
Bro.
Like, I wasn't, like, Frasier wasn't my go-to show, but when that shit was on, I'd watch it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I knew when it was on, I needed to go to sleep. It's over. I watch too much TV.
That's a fact.
Watching too much fucking TV. When Frasier's on there, I need to go to bed.
This nigga tripping.
I'd rather watch The Fucking Nanny and hear that motherfucker's voice.
That's
where they became The Nanny.
You rather listen to this? Yeah, all fucking night.
Oh my God.
I hated that show.
Last
she
question.
Used to be swaggy though.
Yeah.
Last question here. This came from Bree Bree.
Oh. One more cool point to give to Frasier. He was always drinking brandy, but we know what that shit is. That's E&J.
E&J.
It's Irk and Jerk.
It's Irk and Jerk.
Frasier drank the Irk.
He drank brandy every episode.
Yep.
He has my respect. I'm still not going to watch that shit.
Check it out.
I mean, the most I'll give him is he's Sideshow Bob, and that impresses me.
Okay. All right.
Barbara Walters interviews or Oprah interviews?
Oof.
I feel like we should throw in Katie Couric, too, because that interview with Lil Wayne is legendary.
Katie Couric.
I'm a gangster, Mrs. Katie.
I'm gonna jump out the window and say Barbara Walters, kid. Because just off strength that I remember her interviews growing up as a kid being like a big fucking deal, bro. Like, it seemed like everybody got off work when she was interviewing somebody.
Bigger than Oprah, you think?
I mean, Oprah just kind of started interviewing people as of like recently.
No, but like she has iconic Mike and Whitney interviews. Like she's, you understand?
Yeah, but at the same time, when a Barbara Walters interview was hitting 60 Minutes, my nigga,
2020,
whatever the fuck, I didn't watch that shit.
I'm gonna go Barbara Walters. She had Michael Jackson, Princess Diana. Oh. Like she had big time interviews,
fucking princess, like nigga.
Like prime time, big time interviews.
Where do you
like
go
the
from
biggest.
There, nigga?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if she was still interviewing right now, she'd have a Trump interview. She'd have a, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody that's, she'd have an OJ interview. People that don't like to talk to people, she had that interview.
At the time of her heyday, her credibility was above anybody's.
And it was journalism.
Yeah.
It wasn't no fucking.
You were sitting across from Barbara Walters, just know that whatever you said was going to be heard around the world immediately.
Yeah, like, Oprah, to me, was more, like, she got big interviews, but they got big because of who she was interviewing. More
not
so than
really the content.
Yeah. Barbara in herself was a world-renowned celebrity in her own right.
Yeah,
it's a fact.
At the time of her heyday, pretty much.
That was the interview to do, was the Barbara Walter interview. If there was a scandal, if there's something to talk about, like you had to go on 2020 to talk to Barbara Walters. I think everybody else took a backseat to her.
Guys, I am ruined out of my mind. We have now, coincidentally, reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of this here program. This is the portion of the show, you see, where we take
shut up
from the people, you see, and we ask them to real niggas, such as ourselves.
Ben, cue the fucking music.
So that
shut
we can then
the
gain
up.
Answers and perspective into the answers. So Ben, my brother, please, my cohort, if you will. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Nigga. Ask a real nigga. Nigga. You want a real nigga? Nigga. Ask a real nigga. Nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Nigga. Like a gun trigger. Nigga. 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 Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. 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 Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. 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 No, I'm quick to hit her. Nigga. And I'm from the litter, spliffer, with my nigga, Chris.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
ask her a nigga question here. Where is it? This question here, BS. This question comes from Bree underscore 941. Shooting lights out today, baby. Ask her a nigga, semicolon. I recently began looking at used cars, and I wanted to know from a real nigga perspective, what are some biggest car myths that women tend to believe? So I'll start. I was raised by a girl, so I believe all the myths that women believe about cars. All I can tell you is just look at the shit on your dashboard. It's not there for decoration. When it says shit, take it to somebody and ask them what it means, because your car's going to die. Okay, change the oil or it's going to die.
Please.
Okay, and when you're going to go car shopping, take a scammer with you. Don't go alone. You look like lunch.
You are lunch.
Anybody else? Guys with fathers?
Women, just because the car looks good doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
Message. Stop that. That's the number one way to get you guys. They dress up an old, used, beat-up car, make it look nice and pretty for you. And you just think that it's great just because he told you it's great.
Breakdown.
No, stop that. Ask questions, do your research, or bring somebody with you. All the niggas you fucking, bring one of them.
Bring one of them.
Come on, that's the least he can do. You're giving him pussy. You know bring him with you.
You know your friend Keisha, who's beautiful, but has bacterial vaginosis? She's just like those cars.
Yeah.
On the outside, it's glossy.
Looks beautiful.
But the inside.
Ruined.
That pussy's a lemon, you yes. see. That pussy got water damage.
I was telling Plus the other day about a woman that I know. I said, if you just know that if you have sex with her, that pussy got miles like a 96 Toyota Tercel. So.
Tercel.
That was hilarious. Bro.
That's been discontinued since the 80s.
What the fuck? That's like buy some oil before you get your car.
Pussy,
the pussies ran down. So, like, just look at the mileage on the car, look at the year, you know what I'm saying, and do a Carfax. There's something called a Carfax. Check that as well. You know what I'm saying? All these things are important.
If you can, make the dealer pay for your Carfax. They'll do whatever you want before yes. you pay them. Treat it like pussy. Just treat your money like pussy.
Don't pay for a Carfax.
They should pay for whatever you want them yes. to do. They will do it before you pay them.
And make sure the transmission works. Mm-hmm. That is like one of the things that y'all just forget to ask about when y'all buying new cars. Make sure it's not a rebuilt transmission or nothing like that. Make sure you get a working new transmission in your car.
Also, make sure you know when you put the car in drive that it actually drives. Like you know how to drive.
And don't be afraid to take that that car on a test drive on an open road and take it to at least 50 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Because the 60. Alignment might be fucked up.
It might start shaking.
It might start shaking after a certain miles per hour. Mm-hmm. Actually test drive the car.
Right. My last car I got out of the auction. And I was nervous, so I literally went to Craigslist. I found a mobile mechanic. I paid a nigga $80 to get the car look back from front to back. Nigga came back, gave me a clean bill of health. And it's like, if anything was wrong, I bought a third party who gained nothing. Mm-hmm. No. You understand? So it's just, and it was a great investment. Because I don't do cars like this nigga does, and he gave me a good bill of health. So if you don't know, find somebody who does. Mm-hmm. Chisel, any advice?
I agree with everything y'all said.
I know you would.
The fuck? Y'all took everything in?
That shit.
Girls always getting God at the lot, bro.
Nigga,
God at the lot.
God at the lot.
You come by yourself. What's your favorite color? What you looking for? Maxima, gone.
For interest, 76%. Gone.
Young Miami drive a Beamer. You want one too, right?
Yes.
You a real ass bitch that don't give a fuck about a nigga, right?
Yes.
Buy this here Beamer, baby.
Okay.
You stun on
it's
them.
It's a boys. Fucking dirty game, those
just
people.
Just know a headlight is going to cost you $500.
Maya's bought two cars since I've been with her. I have never let her go to the car lot alone. Ever. Not happening.
When I had a woman, I didn't send her to go do oil changes by herself. Fam, I will tell
I'll
you.
I'll do it for her. Yeah.
I'll tell you when I need a new filter. Bitch, re-up. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Put recycled oil in your shit.
Yeah.
You
gotta wash these niggas. Yeah.
I remember, this is connected but slightly isolated. Bae told me one time she had, and again, I preface this by saying I love white people. I don't have a problem with y'all.
I kind of do.
Bae told me one time that she allowed her white homegirl, coworker actually, to take her car to the gas station to go refill the tires. When she told me that story, I was like, don't you ever rob me of an opportunity to actually take care of some shit that's going on with your car. Especially not to no goddamn white woman. Are you serious? Yeah. Don't you ever do that.
What's she thinking?
Don't you ever do that.
Doug.
Yeah. Why would you think that she could do it?
Don't ever. No, don't try me like that. So, y'all ladies out there.
I thought she gave it to a white man. It was a white woman.
It was a white woman. Don't you ever do that to me.
Women do
emasculate
anything.
Me like that.
They will do anything to avoid going to the gas station. I don't know what's there. What? I don't know what the big fear is about pumping your gas and doing your own tires, but they avoid like the plague.
No, but you have a man at home. Why'd you go to another woman?
Are you serious? You know what that says about me?
That she rather Roseanne than you, bro. She rather Rosie O'Donnell, my nigga.
Oh, my God. I remember I was playing 2K, and I paused the goddamn game. And I think I turned the PS4 off. I turned towards her. Don't you ever do that again. You hear me?
Did she think you don't know how to do your tires or something? Or
I used to do everything on a car. I changed the tires once. I changed the windshield wipers. I got her oil changed. I've done all
that
shit.
I'm trying to make sense of the situation. maybe there's a reason that we don't know.
I can mash potato. I could do the twist. What's up?
Tell me, baby.
Don't you ever do that again. Don't you ever.
If Maya did that to me, I'd fucking laugh at her. Like,
you went to another woman? What are you doing?
Oh, I'd abuse that shit every week. I'm like, why don't we just get, what's the name?
Yeah. Let's go. Let's call Hillary.
Let's call Sharon. Can't Megan do it? Ashley can do it, right? Kimberly can do it, right?
Fucking asshole.
Let's get Julie on the line.
No, but yeah, y'all ladies out there, do not go to the dealership by yourselves. Take somebody with you.
Let me ask you a question, because this is something, like, hearing us say that is kind of funny, but, like, you know, like, women tend to let things happen, and then they hold shit like that in the clip for a rainy day. How often do you guys hold shit like, can we get Sharon to do it in the clip and drop it on the rainy, or do you just let shit rock?
Oh, nah.
Do you have any Sharons in the clip?
I'm letting it fly first quarter. Mm-hmm.
So then you don't hold those Sharons.
The day after, I might hit you with the, what's her name? Why we gonna get, what's her name? Come do it. Yeah. I might hit you with it 10 minutes later if you give me the opportunity.
It depends on how goofy I'm feeling for that day. If I'm feeling goofy, I'm going to let it fly all day. All day. Babe, can you throw out the trash? No, let's call Sharon. Yeah. She could do it, right?
Yeah, shit.
Let's call Sharon. She could do it. She's more manly than I am.
Babe, which dress should I wear? I can't tell. Let me call Sharon. Let me call Sharon real quick.
You know, it's funny, though. Like, she sent that woman to the gas station to do it. Maybe she didn't want to mess up her hair. And speaking of hair, Beautiful. Heaven Sent Hair. Make sure you follow them on Instagram at heaven_sent_hair. They offer 100% virgin 8A9A hair, full lace wigs, frontals, closures, bundles. All hair is in stock.
Come on,
all sales are final. Call 1-833-5-HEAVEN.
Yes, it is. So, oh yeah, girl,
www.heavensandhair.com is their website. Oh, make sure you holler at Lena, holler at Jen. Let them know that the niggas with opinion sent you. Again, the phone number is 1-833-5-HEAVEN. Website is www.heavensandhair.com. Check out the website and see what they have.
I need you to watch the fucking grow up for 1 second.
Late night storm, nigga.
Since we're all on our sponsors, we do have one last sponsor, 3150. Okay. Make sure you holler at 3150 Clothing. That is their Instagram, 3150 Clothing. And they do have a website as well, www.3150clothing.com. If you use the promo code NWO, you get 20% off. So again, the promo code is NWO. They offer free shipping domestic, and they do also offer
free
shipping worldwide.
If you wear shit,
take advantage of that.
You're gonna be sticking shipping worldwide. It's Showtime at the Apollo.
Oh, I also want to shout out Valinda. Valinda is her birthday.
Valulu.
She's here with us. So just want to say a round of applause for Valinda. Happy birthday, Valinda. Real nigga.
We love when the Navy pull up on us and fucking get gangster. Yeah, yeah. She hasn't taken any libations. Not a drink, not a smoke. Nothing. None of the cocaine that we have here. Just laying here in front of her. We offered her heroin. She didn't want any of it.
Nothing. None of the pills.
Fuck.
She don't want a fucking thing.
Sheesh. Okay. Shrooms. That's what you fuck with.
Hard to please.
Did you say do you want Quaaludes?
I am fifth grade,
buddy. You're a dare graduate.
No.
What a sham.
How dare you?
No. All I do is say yes.
Just say yes.
All niggas do is say yes.
What the fuck was I going to say?
No one knows.
My thoughts escaped me.
Gross.
You had another Ask a Real Nigga or no?
Hold up, wait a minute.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Let me put some. Oh, I do.
Ooh.
This next Ask a Real Nigga comes from I Am Donna B on the Instagram. It says, hi, can you guys touch on this tweet next week, please? I'd love to hear your perspective. Hashtag Nigga Navy. The tweet says, I don't want your dead grandmother's wedding ring with the spirit of your broke, impotent, cheating granddaddy hovering on my finger.
What the fuck?
Get me my own ring, you bitch.
Wow, you are not the woman for me.
What the hell?
So let's break this down to the core.
Whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
For real.
So if your fiance didn't want your family heirloom,
You can't say it like that.
Huh?
You can't say it like that.
So it's not about the heirloom. It's about how they say it.
Yeah. Don't say it like that.
The spirit of bro covering on my finger?
Wow, you have to take the heirloom. Maybe you want your own ring, but you still got to take the heirloom. You can't turn it down. Like,
why?
Bitch, my grandmother had this.
You going to rob two rings?
Fuck you mean, why?
What if she don't want that broke spirit?
You going to carry the spirit of this name?
She don't want that shit. I'm not giving nobody I'm not giving my wife a ring somebody already wore. I don't care if it's my grandma or whoever.
And that's where I was going to go.
Yeah.
I can understand somebody wanting something of their own.
Yeah.
That was picked out strictly and exclusively for them.
I'm not saying no, Ben. But what I'm saying is, if you have that and I'm giving you a new ring for yourself, but I'm telling you this is something that they passed down in my family. You are the next matriarch of my family. You have this. What the fuck you mean turning this down?
I mean, she could take it, but she ain't got to wear it. Like, what if she doesn't want to wear it?
You gotta, that doesn't mean, all I'm mean, saying is you got to take
that's
it.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all I'm saying is you got to take it. You can't tell me no.
Yeah, because if fuck it's your things. Grandma's ring, that shit probably is ugly now. It's old. Like,
maybe.
Yeah, shit. I ain't going to be mad if you don't want to wear it. It's just me. Like, to anyone who gives, pass down, like, their grandma's rings and shit, like, I never understood that. Like, I'm not giving my wife my grandma's ring. No. No. I'm going to get you your own ring, babe.
Man, I'm going to be just straight up, man. I have pretty good taste. A ring that came from, like, the 1950s or 1960s is probably going to be ugly.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be ugly.
Yeah, looks like a ring. Look like a ring that, like, a witch ring. Like, some old, ugly-ass shit.
Sabrina-ass ring.
Yeah. Fuck out of here with that shit.
Have you seen her? She's the greatest for super magic.
Do you think her aunties were lesbians?
They never got no dick.
Nah, that where one was dating a lot. Man, yeah. She was out here.
The BBW, right? The thicker one, right?
Yeah.
Helen
she was my favorite.
Now, what about the aunties from The Simpsons? Definitely lesbians.
Dykes.
Dykes.
Yeah, nah, deep nah, voices.
Well, nah, one of them dated Sacho Bob, didn't she?
Right.
Oh, yeah. He was playing her, though.
Still, though. She wanted
still
it.
Liked
yeah,
it.
She still liked it. Yeah,
she wanted it.
I mean, they all looked like Sideshow Bob and his sisters.
Always yeah. comes back to Frasier. That's crazy.
Did yeah. one of them date Mr. Skinner or was that Krabappel?
Krabappel.
Krabappel, yeah.
Okay.
Skinner and Krabappel.
Yeah. Mr. Skinner. That was Burns' friend, right? Mr. No, Burns' friend?
Mr. Skinner was the principal.
Mr. Oh, Mr. Skinner was principal. That's right. All right.
Smithers.
Mr. Smithers. Smithers yeah. was his friend.
See, I hate that I Smithers know all this worthless information on call. But I know it on call. It's worthless to me. Why is this what I remember?
It'll never be important in life.
At all. The person that they had as a statue in the city hall or in the downtown center was Jebediah Simpson.
Yeah.
Jebediah Springfield.
Springfield, yeah.
You see what I mean?
Jebediah Springfield.
Why do I know that dumb shit like that?
Jebediah Springfield.
Yeah. Y'all remember the episode they cut his head off?
Yeah. It was a riot.
Completely useless thought. All of it.
Low-key, Simpson had some really, really great songs.
When is Trump gonna die? I'm waiting on that episode.
Yeah, the finesse.
It's coming. That's they get everything
they
else
get
right.
Everything right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a matter of fucking time.
That's crazy, though.
But a nigga like him's going to live forever.
What if it's a movie scene that Trump does? That's what we're waiting on.
The last presidents to die early were good people.
The shitty ones live forever.
Yeah. Like, come on. We just lost George Bush puss ass. Took forever to kill his bitch ass. Forever. Joe Ford still out here, eternal as fuck. They need to die, all of them. Kennedys, every fucking, if your name rhymed with Kennedy, you're assassinated.
Dead. Gone. Dead.
If you hung out with Kennedy, dead. They killed you.
Gone.
Yeah.
The fuck? You free slaves. Bep, bep, bep.
Dead.
Yeah.
Out of here.
Yeah,
fuck.
Let me tell you something. Somebody told me that everybody who's ever talked about bringing people together gets assassinated.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Right? There was like, if you're just out here making money, profiting, you'll live forever. But if you're on radical shit where you're like trying to like,
unite
like
people.
Because like when they show you like Huey Newton talking to the Mexicans and talking to the fucking the skinheads and trying to make Panther alliances with these other ethnic groups, you have to, at age 22, you have to die, fam. When Tupac is talking about uniting Bloods and Crips and creating a thug life law for niggas to abide by in the hood and creating order amongst young black men, you have to die, fam.
Dead.
We can't let you be out here doing this radical shit.
You militarizing.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Dead.
You killed Tupac. You killed the fat fuck a year later just to fuck shit up. And that's what I believe.
Make it make sense.
Yeah. I believe Pac had to go, and Biggie is just to throw off the scent.
Corroborate.
Dead.
Biggie was a coincidence. Mm. Pac had to go because that nigga was, what are you doing? You trying to change lives? Huh? You want to civilize these monkeys that we just gave crack to? We just gave them crack. Dead. We're trying to drive them crazy.
Now you
we
want gave them to stop?
We gave them crack and AIDS. You want them to stop? Are you crazy?
Are you mad?
The fuck?
Dead.
I'm working on Molly right now. Way to get a little of this shit.
That's why that's why motherfucking Bernie Sanders, man. If he knows what's good for him, he better stay out that White House.
Let me tell you something.
He better stay out.
Yeah, it's nothing to lose. He's old as fuck anyway.
Well, he old as hell anyway.
He ain't gonna win shit, though.
But he ain't gonna win a motherfucking thing.
Obama,
you trying to do something? You trying to do shit to undermine the 1%? Are you serious? You think you're gonna get in?
Nah.
Obama never went too far in any direction because he ain't wanna die.
Very true.
Obama's like, listen here, all I can do for you is be the first black guy. That's all I owe you. The next guy, that guy can do whatever he wants, but I just gotta be the first.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's trash.
Oh, bitch, fuck. He was not trash. I'm gonna beat you to it. I'll put this song on the group chat first. I win, bitch.
It doesn't matter. I got it here.
Fuck you, pussy.
All right.
So, Ben, what are your final thoughts?
Michael Jackson's B-side is coming out.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I'm not Michael Jackson. I'm playing that Ubi shit.
I don't want to hear the Joys of Touching Boys, Volume 1. No, thank you.
Fuck you,
the
bitch.
Joys of Touching Boys.
The Joy. Hey, song title. The Joys of Touching Boys. I mean, episode title. No. They'll shut us down.
No, thanks.
You're a pussy-ass bitch.
It's the joy of touching boys.
My thoughts are to tell a friend about the podcast. We're on every streaming platform available. Make sure to visit our website, www.nwopod.com. And make sure to also visit our YouTube channel and Facebook page. Thank you so much for listening.
Christopher, any final thoughts?
Sure. Make sure you subscribe to the Patreon, because as I will continue to say, we some real niggas. We like to do real things, and with your assistance, we can do those real things.
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? So sign up. Fuck with us. We got a lot of new ideas coming, so be on the lookout.
Bitcher, any final thoughts?
Yeah. Women, don't send other women to blow up your tires. It's not good. It's stupid. And also,
it's disrespectful. Above all else.
Make sure you check us out on Spotify and Apple Music. I'm sorry, Apple Podcasts. Thank you.
Oh, Jizzle, any final thoughts for the people?
Just say yes. Weed is amazing. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
My final thoughts this week is simple. Shoot a shot. Gamble. Give your pussy away this week. See what happens. What's the worst that could happen? A baby? So what? Screw it. Just do it.
Screw it. Just do it.
I like that as an episode.
Screw it, just do it.
Yeah.
Ben, who do you have for the song of the week? Who do you respect more, me or Ricky? That's the name of the game.
My
right
song
now.
Is better, but fuck you. Play your song.
Fuck you.
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of none other than Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Yeah, little bitch.
Uh-oh. Also featuring Ubi. Nothing's for free.
Nothing, yeah. Bitch.
Thanks for listening to NWO Podcast. Peace.
There's something I gotta tell you, 'cause I know that a brother got needs tonight. Now I ain't tripping on your pimping, 'cause that shit's tight. But you gotta pay tonight, tonight, tonight. I know you wanna get paid tonight, but I'm trying to get paid tonight. We ain't even got a fuss and fight, just hit me right. It's on our mind. I know you wanna get in bed with me, but you gotta come correctly. Nothing in life is free, especially not me. I hope you can feel me when I say pay before you play with me. Wanna taste this, but it's priceless. It might be something you ain't never done before, but I'm not your ordinary hoe. I know you wanna get paid tonight. Tonight. We ain't gonna get it right. Just hit me right.
got the blues.
Damn, what's up, man?
So goddamn cute. But she said she need cheese. Before she dip with me. Well, let me see. Well, it might be. And what's your fee? For my fantasy. Now, I ain't rich. But I spent a little bit. So who you with? Let's do this shit.
Tonight, I got no problem with fly by nights, but you gotta pay tonight.
Yeah. What you talking about? That didn't come out your mouth. You say you want some cash before I hit that ass, but not your boy. I ain't no toy. Don't play no game.